That recording, played on instruments of the 23rd century, was of folk tunes traditionally heard in Europe at the time...
What's this?
I'm sorry to burst in on you, Dr. Zacharias, but...
What's wrong, man? Oh. Your wife is a sheet. Are you ill?
No, Doctor. It's just that I've had a bit of a shock, that's all.
Shock? Mm. What do you mean? What's happened?
The computer.
Mm?
It's... Well, I think you'd better hear it for yourself, Doctor.
Very well. I've had much once, but you look all in. Are you sure you can make it to the lift?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I'll be all right, Doctor. If you just come down with me, please.
The Chosen by Jerry Knight. With Peter Woodthorpe as Dr. Zacharias and David Waller as the Minister for Preservation.
Now, what's the problem?
Well, I was just running a routine capsule analysis through the vault computer when...
Yes?
When the program was overridden.
Overridden?
Yes. At first, I thought there'd been a malfunction, but then...
Yes?
Well, it's happened. The machine has issued a directive.
My God. Are you sure?
Yes. I just couldn't...
Look, I've got to hear this. You just sit down over there. I'll key myself in.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Now, let me hear again.
Vault date, December the 19th, 2412. Message timed, 1442 hours. Message status, directive. Repeat. Message status, directive. Message reads... An analysis of current economic, social, and political trends indicates a total collapse of established world government within 12.62 years. I have considered all possible alternative scenarios, but it is obvious that if the advent of a new dark age is to be avoided, then a major new factor must be introduced into the global situation. In my view, any such factor is unlikely to be introduced by any living person, and the need for an awakening is therefore apparent. I have already commenced the processing of all eligible candidates preserved within the vault. The name of the Chosen will be announced in due course. Message ends.
The keeper of the vault has arrived, Minister.
Thank you, Strassman. Send him in right away, will you?
Yes, Minister. The Minister of Preservation will see you now, Doctor.
Thank you.
Oh, my dear Zacharias, this is indeed splendid news.
Indeed, Minister.
Do sit down.
Oh, thank you, Minister.
After all these years... An awakening. And you're absolutely certain.
Oh, quite, Minister. No doubt whatsoever.
It's incredible. When I got your message, well, in this, let's face it, dead-end job, one can always hope, but with only 3 awakenings in the last, 200-odd years, the chances are mighty slim.
Approximately 40-1 against, Minister, and... May I congratulate you on such an historic event occurring during your term of office?
Indeed, you may, Zacharias. I feel as if I'd been reborn myself. Now, how about a drink?
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you, yes.
And I've got something worthy of the occasion. Ooh. Malt whiskey, bottled in the 22nd century. Gift from the Central Committee, actually token of their regard, or so they said... Just before they pensioned me off in this job. There you are.
Oh, thank you.
Well, here's to the Chosen, whoever he or she may be. Let's hope your computer can sort out somebody really outstanding.
We must all hope so, Minister. The Chosen.
The Chosen. Just think. One of the great moments of history is just around the corner, Zacharias, and I will be
Well, I will be stage managing the whole thing, start to finish.
Yes. The thought had occurred to me, Minister.
Mind you, whoever your box of tricks decides on, they'll have one hell of a job on their hands. The international situation has never been worse.
Yes, I know. Things seem to be really getting out of hand.
Yes. Perhaps I shouldn't be telling you this, Zacharias, but there's been a quite alarming breakdown in law and order over the last few weeks.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything.
No. No, you wouldn't. We've been censoring the media. But there's been rioting on an unprecedented scale. We've escaped the worst of it so far, but things are pretty desperate on the continent. And the Department of Psychology is no help. All it's been able to come up with so far is that it's all due to some form of mass neurosis. Apparently, it's thought to be contagious. And we'll just have to wait for it to burn itself out, assuming that it does.
A contagious neurosis? That's something new. And with a world population topping 30 billion, government's difficult enough at the best of times.
Oh, come on, Zacharias. Don't look so down in the mouth. All we need is the right person in the right place at the right time. An awakening's always done the trick before. No reason why it shouldn't do the same again.
Oh, no reason. No reason at all.
Any idea when we'll get it? The Chosen's name, I mean.
Well, I'd expect processing to take about 40 to 50 hours, no more.
Really? Mm. That's longer than I thought. Still, I've never been much of a technical man. But it'll give me ample time to make a thorough inspection of your vault, Doctor. See what's on offer, as it were.
Of course. Now, I'll take you round myself.
Splendid. Shall we say 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
If you wish.
In the meantime, I'll have to make an official announcement. Let me see. If I leave right away, I could just about get it in before today's end of business. So, if there's nothing else...
Oh, no. No, I don't think so, Minister.
Then I won't detain you any longer. You must have a great deal to do.
Yes.
And I'll look forward to our meeting again tomorrow at the vault.
Of course, Minister.
It'll be my first visit, you know.
Oh, I know.
Never found time to fit one in before.
No. Yes.
We interrupt this program of light classical music for a news flash. A few moments ago, the Minister of Preservation announced to the Assembly of Delegates that there is to be an awakening, and that a further statement concerning the identity of the Chosen will be made within the next few days. Over now to our Westminster studio, where our science correspondent Neil Dussard will be talking to Carla Lamosa.
Well, Neil, a brief but highly dramatic announcement. Mm. I understand that you were actually present when it was made.
Yes, that's right, Carla.
I know we all learn at school about how the course of history has been changed by previous awakenings, but very few of us have actually lived through one and witnessed things firsthand, as it were.
Oh, yes, that's very true. Perhaps it would help if I sketched in some of the background.
Please do.
Well, the practice of preserving the dead at very low temperatures in the hope that one day they can be revived and cured began in America. But it was here in England, at the Dumas Foundation, in fact, where the great breakthrough in cryogenic techniques occurred that made the whole thing a practical proposition.
And when was that?
Ah, a lot longer ago than people would think. In fact, it all started in the late 1900s.
As early as that?
Yes, the first experiments were conducted in 1986, and over the next 100 years or so, quite a few people were taken out of storage, revived, restored to health, and went on to live useful lives. It wasn't until the great population crises of the 22nd century that it was realized that we could only afford to preserve a very, very small number of people in the future. People who'd really got something unique to offer future generations. And now, as you know, the privilege of preservation is the greatest honor the state can bestow.
But who actually decides when an awakening is necessary? The Central Committee?
Oh, no. Like most major decisions these days, it's made by a computer. In this case, it's the Vault computer at Greenwich. It's an incredibly complex machine. It constantly monitors the world situation, political, economic, military, everything, in fact, that's relevant. And if it detects a potentially catastrophic situation developing, one that it considers no living person can possibly handle, it orders an awakening. Simple as that.
I see. And the Chosen, presumably he or she, will also be computer selected.
Oh, yes, of course. Only the Minister of Preservation has got the power to overrule the computer's actual choice, but such a thing's never happened, nor likely to.
And finally, Minister, at the end of this corridor, we come to the vault itself.
About time, too. I can see offices crammed full of clerks and computers any day of the week in Whitehall.
Yes, well, the upper stories are largely administrative. Anyway, here we are. Oh, if you'd just stand clear, please, Minister. The door swings outwards and it weighs all of 5,000 kilos. There we are. Perhaps I'd better lead the way.
Could you give us some idea, Neil, of how the vault computer goes about making its decision?
Well, it first considers each candidate and determines if they're curable were they to be revived. Then the computer considers each eligible candidate in turn and predicts all the possible results of their revival in the present-day world situation. The candidate with the highest number of beneficial scenarios gets the job. They're the Chosen.
You make it all sound very simple, Neil. Perhaps you could remind us of some of the previous candidates who've been awakened.
Yes, of course. Now, since the population crises of the 22nd century that I mentioned earlier, there have only been three. The first was Marcus Molesworth, a nutritionist who was revived around 240 years ago. He was a rather obvious choice at the time. A world famine was threatening, and he introduced new food, which very neatly solved the problem. Then, 62 years later, Dr. Vida Langthorpe, the gynecologist, was revived. In her case, the computer's decision wasn't so easy to understand, but then shortly afterwards there was a dramatic fall in the birth rate and the reason for her choice became obvious. She introduced the anti-radiation pill that most of us still take today. Then, 92 years ago, we had the last awakening, Sir Rowan MacDonald.
Well, thank you very much for all your comments, Neil Dussard. No doubt we shall be hearing from you again over the next few days. In the meantime, we will return to our programme of light classical music.
Cold in here. Damp, too.
Yes, I know, but it's not surprising. We're only 20 meters or so below the bed of the Thames.
So, this is where the privileged few end up.
Yes.
Stuffed inside a metal tube and racked on top of one another.
Yes, we found racking far and away the most efficient method of storage.
Maybe, but there's precious little dignity to it.
As you'll see, Minister. Each capsule is approximately 1 meter in diameter and just under 3 meters long. They're all made from a high-grade nickel alloy, and the internal temperature is maintained at precisely minus 208 degrees centigrade.
Yes, you can spare me the technical details, Doctor. How many have you got in stock?
Oh, just over 17,000. 17,104. To be exact.
Seems a lot.
Yes, yes, but you've got to remember that most of them were accepted in the old days, long before we had to be selective.
What? Let's get this straight. Are you telling me there are a large number of people in this vault who are substandard, never likely to be of much use to us? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't think I go as far as saying that, Minister. I mean, even in the old days, entry was quite carefully controlled. Everybody in here is outstanding, of the highest caliber.
Well, you set me thinking, Zacharias. I'm sure you're aware of the expense involved in maintaining all this, and if we could do a bit of thinning out...
I don't think that would be at all wise, Minister.
Possibly, but the Central Committee is looking for economies, and I think it's worth thinking about. Take this one, for example. Who's he?
Well, if you just press that red panel... Yes, that's it.
This capsule contains Eliot Keyes, an outstanding English novelist who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature on two occasions. During his youth, he also distinguished himself as a notable athlete, being a decathlon gold medalist at the Paris Olympics.
Really?
He was born in the year 2170, and encapsulated at the age of 81.6 years.
81?
Cause of death, viral pneumonia.
There you are. There's one that could go for a start. Not much chance of him ever being any use to anybody today.
Is there anything else I can show you, Minister?
No, I've seen enough. I'll be glad to get out of the place. It's not at all what I expected.
Then if you'll just follow me.
And please bear in mind, Doctor, that I shall need to be informed of the Chosen's identity as soon as it's available. Understood?
Yes, Minister. As soon as I hear anything, I'll advise you personally.
Good. The sooner we've got someone out, the better. This neurosis business is spreading like wildfire. The French are even considering a program of mass tranquilization. Doctoring the water supply or some such nonsense.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I think the whole world's going mad.
Yes, Mr. Yates.
You taking bets on the Chosen, love?
Yes, sir. Oh. Who would you like?
Well, I haven't quite made up my mind yet. You got a list of... I suppose I should call them runners, eh?
We've a list of the 50 most likely contenders over there, sir. It's pinned up on the wall. All the odds
are... Oh, right, oh, love. I'll have a look.
200 credits on General Bashinger, please, miss.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me. And I'd like 50 on that Dr. Armstrong, please.
Thank you, sir.
Going well, is it?
Oh, like a bomb. People are going wild. They've never had a chance to bet on anything like this before.
Put me down for 40 on Bows Chinger, please, now.
Certainly, sir.
Yes, Strassman.
The keeper of the vault is here, Minister.
Excellent. Send him straight in, would you please?
Yes, Minister.
Ah, Zacharias, you've got it then?
Yes, Minister. Processing was completed less than 20 minutes ago.
Well, come on. Who is it?
Minister, the Chosen's name, as given to me by the vault computer, is Susan Sheldon.
Susan Sheldon? Susan Sheldon? She wasn't one of the favourites, surely?
No, Minister.
Well, then, who was she?
I have her records here with me. Perhaps if I might sit down.
What? Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you, Minister.
No.
Well, it would appear that Susan Sheldon's encapsulation dates back to the very early days. 1988, to be exact. She was, in fact, the very first person in this country to be encapsulated.
But who was she? Presumably someone of importance.
No, Minister. It appears that she was what was known as a check-out girl.
A what?
A check-out girl, Minister. Apparently she was employed in a hypermarket. I'm sorry the terms are unfamiliar, but according to historical research, she was employed at a junior level in some crude form of retail goods outlet. She was barely 19 years of age.
Barely? What are you saying, Zacharias? You can't be serious.
Indeed, Minister, I must admit to being a little puzzled myself, but... If you'd allow me to explain.
I think you'd better do just that, Doctor. Yes, I think you had better.
Well, it appears that Susan Sheldon was killed in a motor vehicle accident that occurred one winter evening when she was leaving the hypermarket. She was rushed to the Dumas Foundation, which had just set up the country's first experimental cryogenic research unit. And, having obtained permission from the girl's husband, also a hypermarket worker, her body was then encapsulated. Of course, the whole affair dominated the media for a time, but, well, eventually things quietened down and preservation became an accepted part of life. Rather, death. Anyway, Susan Sheldon's capsule lay well forgotten for a couple of centuries. And then, when we centralized world storage at Greenwich, she ended up in the vault. Her DSS is still functioning, and then...
DSS?
Yes, I'm sorry, Minister. Her death support system. A built-in refrigerating and monitoring device. And, well, there's no reason why she shouldn't be revived. Her injuries are quite minor by today's standards, and there was no question of any neural damage.
But the whole idea is preposterous. Why on earth should the computer choose her, a mere nobody?
That's something I can't answer, Minister, but there's something else.
Yes, come on, spit it out.
Well, the computer always predicts the likelihood of its choice matching up to the current world crisis.
I'm well aware of that, Doctor. What of it?
Well, the records show that in all previous awakenings, the chance of success has always been predicted at around 90%.
And?
Well, this time, the prediction is a full 100%.
What?
It's difficult to believe, I know. I wouldn't have thought it was, well, statistically possible myself, but then it's a computer prediction. Therefore, Susan Sheldon must be the total answer to all the world's problems. Incredible, as it may seem.
And that, Dr. Zacharias, is just about the most idiotic assumption I've ever heard anyone make in my life.
Minister.
You can't expect me to take all this nonsense seriously. No, that bloody box of tricks of yours must have got its wires crossed.
We've got to remember, Minister, that the vault computer is undeniably the most sophisticated machine of its kind ever built.
Now, look here. Surely you don't imagine that I'm going to stand up before the Assembly of Delegates and announce that I've given ministerial approval for the revival of some... what do you call her?
Check out girl.
In a hypermarket... Some empty-headed teenage chit who shouldn't have been in the vault in the first place?
Well, with respect, Minister, I don't really see you've got a great deal of choice in the matter.
Oh, you surprise me. Doctor, I understood that as Minister I have the right to exercise my discretion.
Well, yes. Yes, that's true, Minister, yes.
And to ignore the computer's directive and make a personal selection if I think it necessary.
Well, yes, it's true that your ancient statutory right has never been revoked, but no, Minister... has ever actually considered using it.
Well, there's always a first time.
But to create such a precedent, to overrule a computer directive? No, Minister. It's something I could never agree to. Never.
Don't worry. You won't have to. Hmm? I'll take full responsibility. Oh. Now, I understand the bookies are offering pretty short odds against Bauschinger. 7-1, I think.
Yes, I believe that's so.
Now, Bauschinger is a first-class man, or was. Just the sort we need today. My grandfather knew him personally, you know. A man of iron, uncompromising. You couldn't have a better man to deal with all this public disorder and neurosis nonsense.
But, Minister, it...
I don't say anything, Zacharias. Yeah. I've always been a man of instant decision, and my mind's made up. Bauschinger it shall be.
Minister, in my capacity as Keeper of the Vault, I must ask you, officially, if it is your firm intention to overrule the Vault computer's choice of candidate for revival.
It is.
Well, in that case, it is my duty to inform you of a fact unknown to anyone but successive holders of my office.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Simply this, Minister. The original builders of the computers foresaw the possibility that a situation like this might one day occur. And so they built a unique facility into their machine.
Unique facility?
Yes. The vault computer is the only computer in existence today that can be called upon to explain its directives.
You mean we could... Actually question it?
No, not we. Only you, as Minister, and you alone. The machine would never release the information to anyone else. I mean, not even me.
To actually question a decision at directive level. That's something that's been forbidden for centuries.
And quite rightly so. I mean, civilization has grown far too complex to allow us the luxury of arguing over such things, and the reasoning would probably be far beyond us anyway. But, well, in this case...
And you are sure of your facts. I do have this right, the right to question.
Absolutely, Minister. And if, after hearing the computer's reasons for selecting Susan Sheldon, you're still not satisfied, well, you'd still be free to elect General Bauschinger.
Yes. Yes, that's true. That's very true. And to be able to demand an explanation, to insist on it being given.
Yes, Minister, you'd be the only man for centuries to have exercised such a right.
Yes, yes. There may well be something in what you say, Zacharias. Very well. Not that I expect to gain anything. The thing will probably just spout a lot of gibberish. But I shall make use of my ministerial prerogative.
Oh, I'm sure you're very wise. Perhaps you'd like me to set up your office terminal. It would save time.
Oh, yes, if you would.
There you are, Minister. The machine will recognize your presence, and when you're ready, just press the release key on your desk.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you. Now I think it would be best if you were to step outside for a moment.
Very well, Minister. If there's anything else you require...
Then I'll call for you.
Yes, of course.
Now, what did he say? Press the release key.
Subject, Susan Sheldon, encapsulated the 2nd of June, 1988, aged 19.05 years. Selected for revival, December 22nd, 2412. Reason for selection. Had the subject not been involved in a fatal accident, then she would have given birth to a child within 7.62 months. Medical analysis indicates that the embryo will survive encapsulation, and that upon her revival, the chosen will give birth to a healthy male child. Gratuitous information. The birth will almost certainly be accompanied by certain astronomical phenomena last witnessed 2,412 years ago. Recommendations. It is considered advisable that as far as possible, the birth should take place in humble surroundings, possibly some form of agricultural outbuilding, and that as little publicity as possible be given to this in view of the security aspect of it.
I'm sure the most worthy gentleman will be aware that his statement has come as something of a shock to this assembly. Whilst not doubting the wisdom of the computer's choice, we would nevertheless be obliged if the minister could give us his thoughts on the role he expects this Susan Sheldon to play upon her revival.
It must suffice for me to say that I am confident that the awakening of Susan Sheldon will herald a new era. And will prove a complete and lasting solution to the problems that are facing us today.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming?
In The Chosen by Jerry Knight, Peter Woodthorpe was Dr. Zacharias and David Waller the minister. Carla LaMosa was played by Teresa Stretfield, Neil Dussard and the delegate by David McAllister. Stephen Garlick was Matthews, and Alan Dudley, Strassman, and the voice of the vault computer. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by Jeremy Mortimer.